This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, howler monkeys, goats, and a full court putt on the way in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
King Shark. King. But Charles was a young prince. He never thought he'd be King Shark. Finally ruling England at the age of 73. King Shark. The queen was his mama.
Lucky Chuck.
She used the ox for comma.
Born in the royal palace, hands never calloused. King Chuck.
Now that his mama's gone, I hope he doesn't fail. King what exactly Chuck. Did he do as the fancy Prince of Wales?
King Chuck.
His teeth and ears look big and funny.
Lucky Chuck.
Will they fit on stamps and money?
Or in the royal palace, hands never callous. King Chuck. Chuck, Chuck.
The queen, she had her corgis.
Yeah.
Chuck, Chuck.
Prince Andrew had his orgy.
Chuck, Chuck.
He's wild, that brother Andy.
King Chuck, Chuck.
On Epstein Island, dude got randy.
Prince Harry moved from good out to Hollywood. King Chuck. Chuck, Chuck.
Charles loves the polo ponies.
King Chuck, Chuck.
And dressing up for ceremonies.
King Chuck, Chuck.
He wears a kilt, please don't stare.
King Chuck, Chuck.
He's not wearing underwear.
Finally gets to rule, cause he's got the family jewels.
King Chuck. He married
Diana, they had a castle and a villa.
King,
but all the time he dreamed about the homely one, Camilla. Couldn't wait to get his hands on
Horny Chuck.
Oh, no.
Said he'd like to be her tampon.
The royal palace has the royal phallus. So old it won't be long. We'll have to write another song. King Will.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This time we'll hear from... That's right, more Howler Monkey news.
Oh, yeah, Tom wasn't here for that.
No, you didn't get to hear the Howler Monkey. I forget the story about the Howler Monkey, but I remember the sound effect, by gosh.
Scary. Let's see. It's
scary.
Crazy. What were the howler monkeys doing?
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers in Texas caught a man allegedly trying to smuggle howler monkeys into the country.
Is that really?
No, thank you.
That's really their song?
Yeah. Officers encountered the 29-year-old man trying to enter the U.S. at the Brownsville Matamoros International Bridge in a pickup truck.
Where were the monkeys? In a condom in his bunk?
No, Tom.
How big are these monkeys?
No, that's
too big for that. Yeah.
The two live howler monkeys were in the truck. I don't know what. Maybe they were just running around. It doesn't say they were in his pants.
Were they howling? Did
they
hear them?
They had them hidden in the truck. Back in the truck.
The monkeys will...
Shouldn't you steal quieter monkeys?
You guys want to hold it down back there?
I told you they'd howl.
Well, I am not cut out for smuggling. They would catch me. I'd be sweating, and I'd answer everything real too fast. No, I'm fine.
What's your name? Drugs in my butt.
Damn it. I knew that was going to happen.
I have an itchy ass. Dry.
The monkeys will be housed at the Gladys Porter Zoo in Brownsville. Now you can go visit the howler
monkeys. That's nice. Yeah. That actually segues into something I have over here. Tom, do you want to visit this?
Is that right?
What is that?
The smuggling monkeys?
Yeah, it really does. That I know that sounds weird. But
oh,
I
know.
You guys remember Pond Hill Farm where Tom talked about?
We were talking about Tom.
Oh, my God. Is this a syrup thing?
You were shooting things at goats when you were a child.
I grew up about maybe a mile from this place. And it's in Harbor Springs, Michigan.
When you say grow up, you spent summers there.
Yeah, summers. And
you're from Ohio.
I would ski there at Des Moines Highlands and Nubs Knob.
Oh my God.
I got your Nubs Knob.
Nubs Knob.
Slob my Nubs Knob.
I'm not sure that going down Volger Road, when I mentioned Nubs Knob, In any event, yeah, but it's a place where they have these, I didn't bring it up. Someone else mentioned it.
I did. Somebody else did?
Yeah, they've got these places where, I know what it was. It was that story about
shooting melons at goats.
Yeah, shooting melons at goats.
And they referenced that in there, and they said that they have many other attractions now, and that no goats were ever harmed when they would shoot projectiles at the goats.
That's what they're going to say.
But
it's a great restaurant, and they have wine. And
a winery, a brewery, a cafe, and a market. So
if I remember correctly, they have dressing in the bottle.
In the bottle.
Well, yes. They sent to go. Tom dressing in the bottle.
Oh, thank you very much.
Holy hell.
That's my favorite police song.
Yes, they have
dressing in a bottle.
Farmhouse dressing and spicy peanut sauce, actually. But they also sent us this. Ready?
Oh, screaming goat!
Oh, screaming goat! Aww. I love the screaming goats.
But so it's imagine, Christy, like you've got a.
Yes.
We were talking about this place where they were catapulting stuff,
mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like a cat. You sort of take this thing and you like a giant rubber band and you fire stuff at the goats.
In the letter, it says exactly what it is. I'm not questioning your memory by any means. I'm just they talk about that it was actually apples.
Launched
like slingshots.
Yeah.
Like slingshot
No. They were catapulting.
It was a catapult.
It was a catapult.
Listening to you speak about your experiences brought back so many great memories. We assure you that no goats were harmed in the squash rocket experience.
We have
moved beyond the squash rockets. We now call squash rocket 2.0 to an apple cannon.
There you go.
Oh.
Yeah. So, and then the critters are out there eating it. And mm-hmm. If you hit one.
You hit them all.
So be it.
Yeah. Free dessert. I mean,
doesn't apple cannon sound like a euphemism for the back door?
Give a tour in the apple cannon.
Yeah.
Really?
She begged me to do it in the apple cannon. So what are you going to do? I can't say.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I'm so sorry to drag Jimmy and Marcy from Pond Hill through the...
I think the screaming goats are hilarious.
I do too. I don't know.
And then are those the screaming goats the ones that faint or are they?
No, that's the fainting goat.
They're so totally different.
Yeah. Totally. I don't know if you can crossbreed and you have a screaming fainting goat, but
you ever have anybody faint on you, Josh?
I never have, and it is my goal to make somebody faint.
How do you make someone faint?
Scare them so badly that they pass out.
I've never fainted.
No, during sex, I think.
I thought that's what he meant.
Oh, during sex.
That's the old Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
She fainted.
Hard to make somebody who's already been chloroformed faint.
Wake up and faint, will you?
So this is all about the howler monkeys being smuggled and the screaming goats.
That's a howler monkey.
So in this story, did they catch them because the monkeys were how?
It doesn't say how they caught them.
Okay.
Mm. Well, it had to be the noise.
That's my favorite Leonard Cohen song.
They encountered the man, it said, during a secondary inspection, so it wasn't the first reason.
It had to be the noise.
No, I think he means howler monkey.
Howler monkey.
Yeah. Howler-luia. Howler monkey. Howler monkey.
They caught the first three, then the fourth, then the fifth.
Caught the third, the fourth, the fifth.
Howler monkey.
So the
I'm not sure what originally made them stop the truck, but the secondary inspection did find the monkeys.
And are howler monkeys legal in the United States?
I don't know. I doubt it.
At the very least, smuggling them over is not legal.
And they're not attractive. They're kind of a weird-looking monkey.
No, you wouldn't make out with one.
Like cute monkeys?
Not like those handsome monkeys you want.
Yeah, the handsome monkeys.
Oh, I see.
That Clooney monkey?
They are not attractive, she said. Well, sorry.
Chimpanzees.
Not all animals are for your banging.
Josh?
You're the one who said they weren't attractive, you freak.
What does that mean? That I want to have sex with them.
Why did you use the word attractive?
Yeah. Oh, these are not sexy.
Yeah, not?
You're right. I don't want to have sex with it either.
How ugly can it be? Let me see the picture.
It's just kind
of... Oh, my God!
It does nothing for me.
No, nothing.
It does nothing for me. It looks like Margaret Dumont.
Okay. I'm trying to come. Kind of a handsome looking monkey.
Well, Tom would do it.
I mean, it looks sort of like a.
The old Apple Highway.
This looks like the one I'm looking at is red haired. It looks kind of like a.
Yeah.
Kind of like an orang.
Usually, you don't like red hairs.
Kind of a. Yeah. This one's sort of like a fox colored red.
A foxy monkey now.
No, fox colored.
No, you said foxy monkey.
I'm not maybe. Oh, they're not. Oh, they're all. They come in a variety of colors.
Yes,
oh my gosh.
Thank you.
This one looks like a television commercial. It's got every color known to man in it.
A rainbow color?
Oh, here we go. Hey, were you done over there?
No, I was.
You watch TV lately? There isn't a product that doesn't appeal to every single ethnicity.
Yeah.
Well, where's the Amish guy?
Should we be talking about this? Oh,
we got Amish guy in a wheelchair next to
you. You don't see anything positive?
I saw a straight white couple in a commercial the other day. I bought a lottery ticket.
Is that right? Yeah.
The world is changing, and I'm terrified.
No, I swear to God, this... Josh, come here and look at this photo.
All right.
I'm not sure. They must be in the act of howling. See this one down here on the right?
Yeah, yeah.
Their mouths are all... it looks like a choir. Their mouths are all like this. Oh.
Yeah.
It looks like a quartet of howler monkeys.
Hey, here's an idea. Don't ever make that face again.
Wow.
Is that your O face?
Yeah, they're opening... By the way, I understand the howler monkeys are opening for Straight No Chaser. They're a...
It looks like you've smelled something bad. Jesus.
With your red face.
I can't tell from this photograph how big they are. There's no scale.
They're 8 feet tall.
No, they're not. They're probably like 4 feet tall. That's what I would
really?
Guess. Yeah.
That's pretty big.
That's huge.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You could. No. Well, you probably.
24 to 26 inches.
Oh, that's big. How many pounds do they weigh?
60 to 60. Oh, wait a minute.
Base, is that big? 24 to 26 inches
Average.
This okay? Here we go. They weigh the 14 pounds.
16 pounds. Okay. Yeah.
So why do they scream? Is it only when they're in distress, or is it how they communicate?
That's how they communicate. That's how
yeah?
they.
Okay.
This one means I want a Starbucks.
Oh,
they're very subtle.
Yeah, but, wait a minute.
Grande decaf.
Grande decaf. Okay. Is what he's ordering.
Here's the Colombian red howler. These are beautiful animals. And they were in this guy's trunk?
I don't know where they were.
I thought it was a pickup truck.
He was in a pickup truck. I don't know if they were in a tote. I don't know.
What year was the pickup truck?
I hope that they were.
How about a little Chevy Love?
I hope they were in a trench coat on top of each other. And one was wearing a hat. How are you, sir?
You see here.
You ever hear of the band The Monkees? No.
Why, yes, we have a passport. I mean, I have a passport.
Who came up with that idea for kids to get on their shoulders
always
and act
funny.
Like an
it
adult?
The Little Rascals?
It must have been, yeah. Right? Just
and the
wonderful.
Muppets did it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't believe I fell for Muppet Man.
Well, anyway, this is, I'm surprised there isn't a band called the Howler Monkees.
Hmm. The Howlers?
Yeah. In any event.
The Gorillas are going back out. Did you see that?
Oh, really?
I love the Gorillas. Yeah.
Yeah, they're fun. Is it... Mm-hmm. Is it just one guy or is it a couple of them?
I thought it was like three or four guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gorillas.
I wouldn't be surprised. They seem like one of those bands, though, where if you found out it was one dude, you're like, oh, right. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
And it's probably, what's his face? CeeLo is actually the gorilla. An Auburn University student sunk a 94-foot-long putt at a basketball game to win a brand new car.
Man, that's exciting.
Connor Boyle made the length of the court putt during a promotion in the second half of Auburn's game with Georgia. Boyle was the first winner of the promotion this season, winning a car from a local Toyota dealership. It was a lucky night for long-distance putters. A Butler University fan somewhere in Indianapolis also made a full-court putt during the team's matchup against Xavier, and they won $5,000.
Whoa!
There you go.
That's great.
How about that?
Man, they must have gone crazy, the place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think someone made a half-court shot a couple nights ago,
those skills
too.
Competitions or something.
Yes.
Yeah,
I saw that, too.
Right?
Yeah, those are always fun.
Yes.
It's usually some kind of insurance thing.
I don't know if we have to get into the minutiae of how it's okay if someone wins. I think it adds to it that the venue has to buy this guy a new car, not that the insurance saves them. You've ruined this for most people.
It. Wow.
You shat all over it. Well, it's an insurance thing. I hope you know that.
I see.
Well, now I'm curious what he's talking about.
In other words, if you want to do one of those events, you pay an insurance company whatever, $2,000.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't matter what happens. And if they win, they get the car.
Oh, okay. So the insurance company pays for the car.
Yeah, gotcha. They'll do...
Okay. You
know, the 100 schools will do that over one weekend. And
yeah.
Makes
every,
sense.
Every 2 months, one guy wins a car.
Meanwhile, right. It sends our premiums up 1,000%.
No, it doesn't affect your car.
I guarantee they figure out how it does in some way.
Okay. I guarantee it does.
Yeah,
that's how the buildings got so big.
I see.
Okay, what? You're in big big insurance pocket now? We got to start making a
that
list of
what, this
things
is
we can't.
No, I'm saying you.
We can't say anything about insurance
dairy.
Or dairy.
No, yeah. The insurance. You're an idiot. There's no point trying to explain how.
I don't think.
I'm being told on Twitter that the person that made that putt was 12 years old that won the $5,000.
Oh, good.
What?
For him.
Yeah, middle schooler.
That's incredible.
That's awesome.
Oh God, I hope they let him spend it all.
Yes.
before he turns 13.
If your kid won $5,000 at the age of 12, you would let them spend it?
Of course not.
What? Really? Why not?
I mean, there'd be, maybe a couple things.
They'd put it in their college fund.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, boring.
I'd stand right there beside him and start wiggling my fingers. Here you go. How about a little something for the effort? How about it? No?
A little daddy tax.
A group of young children have broken... daddy tag.
Stupid world record.
A group of young children have broken the Guinness World Record for the most traveled toy ship.
What?
Yeah, this is really stupid.
The challenge,
yes, in quotes, listen to this,
was undertaken by the Lewis brothers, Jerry and Larry. No, the Lewis brothers, Finn, Jax, and Kai, 3, 7, and 10, in collaboration with Ollie and Harry Ferguson, age 14 and 12. The Lewis family from Trinidad and Tobago contacted the Ferguson brothers in Scotland about a new record after learning that the live tracker on the Ferguson's previous record-breaking ship, Adventure, went silent.
What is this?
We
so much information. We don't know what this is.
I have no idea what's so going on.
You know what? I am going to start coming in at 3 a.m. and doing these.
They're heaving a toy.
So, but what happened to the live tracker? That's a totally another
a live
story.
Tracker for what?
To tell them where the ship is.
What ship?
The little toy ship that they throw into the water.
But they're starting a new one, right?
Yeah, this is the one.
None of us know. Forget it.
Yeah, just rip
you
that
blew
up.
It.
I think it's very quite clear.
Quite clear. No, this sentence comes out of nowhere.
Could you keep reading?
About
no,
a new record.
You didn't gain our attention in the first two lines.
After learning that the live tracker on the Ferguson's previous record-breaking ship, Adventure, went silent.
So they wanted to do a new one. So they kindly created Adventure 2.
We still have no idea.
Which has sailed nearly 10,000 miles. They throw it in the ocean and it just floats around.
That's what we it never.
That
it's
would
not
have been
in
important
there.
To
they
know.
Throw it in the ocean.
Yeah.
I'd like to throw you in the ocean.
It says the most traveled toy ship.
The most traveled toy ship could be on a
sewers.
Truck.
Yes.
It could have been on a truck.
Well, of course it's on the ocean.
If it's a toy ship, it could be sitting in the front seat of a truck. Tommy.
It says here it set sail in 2020, and its progress was monitored thanks to a live tracker, but that went dead.
So that Chick, little ship
God bless
sunk.
It sank. The little toy ship sank. I heard it ran into an ice cube.
Now that's funny.
That's kind of funny.
I'm still piecing together the details to see if it is funny.
I mean, it is so stupid. They just heave this dumb toy into the water, and then they watch it because it's got a GPS thing. Well, it's halfway across the Pacific.
I think that's kind of fascinating.
I guess it's floating.
Adventure 2 sailed a total of 9,593.34 miles.
Now, Pat, the first
before
one...
the battery ran out.
Pat, didn't you have a gig on the Adventure 1, didn't you?
I did.
Good crowd, though.
Oh, yeah.
For a tiny little ship, it still seats 400. Nice comedy room.
Wow. I think it's kind of interesting. The kids went, hey, let's see how far this gets. And
they say that the kids launched it. I think launching is a... I don't know, kind of.
You launch a boat.
It could have a
you
trailer.
You know that.
Yeah.
You hit it with a thimble of champagne.
A little generous. This thing's about 2 feet long. You take it.
Tabasco.
Well, throw it in the water.
One of those little airplane bottles of vodka or something. You hit it with that because it's a...
It doesn't say what happened to the first one.
Toy ship.
Yeah, is that it, really?
Yeah, the little teeny thing there.
That's cute.
Oh, that's the toy one? All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
There's a big one, and there's that little one.
And the big one now, is that real or is that just... taken from
well, you can't see in that photograph of these Somalian pirates about to come on board.
I'm captain now.
What does he say? Look at me. What is it again?
I'm the captain now.
Okay, very good. Okay, what's coming up in sports?
I honestly
gave up. Who knows now? I mean, after that.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.